Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about getting property data to work for you, not the other way around. Great show today, Jill. Before we get into it, share something interesting that happened to us recently.
How about where we're sitting?
Yeah, that's pretty. This is new and different for us.
Exactly. So we are now in a, as you can tell, let me back up. As we're recording this show right now, we're in a brand new studio, local here in LA, and we are doing a little Facebook Live at the same time, so which is really, really fun. What's great for us is our commute still rocks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel all grown up. Just like people doing stuff for us. It's not, you know, we're out of the bedroom, so to speak.
This is very true.
It's a lot of fun, but might be the last time. We'll see. See how the numbers come out.
Oh, yeah, you're so silly. I think it's going to be just great. Thanks. Love it.
So let's take a question before we begin, posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Aaron asked, I posted my property in Landstay's Platinum Buyers Club. I'll explain in a minute. I stupidly wasn't expecting a buyer very soon, so I didn't have the checkout process locked down before I posted them. The buyer emailed me and wants to know how to pay. Sadly, I don't know how he should. Can anyone give me some pointers on the best way to finish this transaction?
Go ahead.
I love it.
Because this is classic. Aaron, you're not alone.
Exactly.
We tape everything together and then we figure out that it works. And then we take off the tape and actually do it right. So exactly. I'm proud of you, man. You're on your way.
Exactly. You are correct. So, first of all, I wanted to explain what our Platinum Buyers Club is real quick. So one of the things that we do for our members is that we allow them to market their property with our property. And we let them post their properties on what we call our Platinum Buyers Club, which is a list of thousands of buyers that we've collected over the years since, what, 99. And it's an opt-in. They want to be on this list and get a advanced peek at our properties. So Aaron did the right thing. He's got it. He doesn't even have the process figured out. He just knows I need to get it out there. Now that I own this property, I need to get it out there for sale. So he threw it on our Platinum Buyers Club list, which is a weekly email that goes out on just a spreadsheet with just, you know, crude details, you know, just the parcel information, the APN, the legal description and the price and a link to the seller. We, by the way, there's no commission or anything like that. It's just something that we do that we help our people. So the best thing could possibly happen is he's like, I thought this was going to take some time.
Right.
And sure enough, somebody pulled up his property, one of our buyers, and wants it. So it's great.
So to answer the question, what do you think? How should he close this deal? I say kick it old school.
Yeah.
Just call a guy and make arrangements.
Have him wire it depending what the how much it
is. How big the deal is, right?
Exactly. If we're talking a couple thousand, that's my first choice right away. Let's just do a easy bank wire transfer. It's very safe and easy, and you can provide your bank information and let the guy do that. And then once you have it all, you know, done and confirmed, the transfer's confirmed, then you can go ahead and do your deed.
That's it.
And process the transaction. That's, you know, another nice thing is this group, Aaron, that you're working with here, they're not usually like retail people. They are other wholesalers. They're buyers of property because you know, that's what this list is. So they're pretty cool about that.
Well, yeah, exactly. And like I mentioned earlier, congratulations, you taped it together and it worked. So now, all kidding aside, you want to take off some of that tape, get a credit card company or a check company online so that you can strike while the iron's hot. If the person wants to buy this property, they should be able to check out like they're buying a pair of shoes. That's how we do it.
Exactly.
And it works perfectly.
Yeah, that's the end goal. That's the best thing ever, Aaron, is when you pull up your account and you just see, oh, somebody checked out.
Yeah.
You didn't even have to talk to them. Nothing happened.
You wake up in the morning is even better.
Exactly.
Sold 3 pieces of property last night.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on successplant.com. Today's topic is getting property data to work for you, not the other way around. So the vast majority of the people in real estate that I know about get up in the morning and they do it wrong. They do it the wrong way. They go out and look for business. What you want to do and what we've been doing since the 90s is get the property data to work for you so that, like I said earlier in the example here, you wake up in the morning and everything's all, it's coming into you and you're deciding what you're going to buy. So Jill and I have put together, we've made it, well, it's the same exact products and data and the tool set that we've been using for years and years and years. We just made it available to our Land Academy group. And to summarize, this is what happens. You take the assessor data that's in the, you know, the assessor data that's in the product that we use, choose the pieces of property or the owners that you want to mail offers to, not just letters of interest, but offers. Based on a parameter set. Let's say you only want 5-acre properties in one county somewhere, and you mail it out, you get them in the mail, and you know, about 3 weeks later, some of the owners send it back. They send the actual signed offer back, and then you review whether or not you want to buy it. Mm-hmm. So you're really leveraging your time and energy, and every single and then you put a system together. And every single morning you're reviewing new deals, and so you can check it off the list. Your deal flow, or your how you're reviewing data or properties is it's mm-hmm. automated.
Exactly.
So that's what I mean by getting property to, data to work for you. I think a lot of real estate agents and a lot of real estate investors go out looking for deals every day, just tiring. It's maddening. I think a lot of good people get turned off by the business quickly because of that.
Oh, exactly. I agree. It's like they're doing it backwards and I don't understand the mindset.
Right.
You know, when you really, what keeps happening, hang on a second here. What keeps happening is people keep, I know that there's realtors that are touching on the same house and, you know, just flippers and things like that 80 times. We drive around a neighborhood and you see a property. You know, you've identified the neighborhood. Let's back up here. This is what I see a lot of people doing the wrong way. You identify this neighborhood, you know the homes that you want, and you're driving around one by one trying to find that.
Right.
And we all latch, or not we, but they latch onto that one. There's one on this end here that could be a candidate, and that could be a candidate. Gosh, how do you know? You don't know. And until you reach out to them, you know what the situation is. And instead of blasting everyone, like Jack just totally explained, and let them come back to you. What's so interesting is when we have people that have said that they've tested this theory and they always come back to us like, yeah, you're right. The house was boarded up for 5 years for a reason. I wasn't the first person that's what's funny too. What makes you think that this one house that's in this row that's been boarded up and vacant for 5 years that someone else has not tried to do it?
Right.
I mean, are we really surprised that there's a problem there?
Yeah.
No, we're not.
What you're looking for is a situation. Mm-hmm. You're not looking for a piece of property.
Right.
You're looking for somebody who sat around their dinner table the night before and said, you know, we really should sell these properties. I'm done. Or we have a terrible rogue tenant. I'm just kind of sick of it. Or Aunt Sally died. She doesn't care if we own them anymore. So then you really look at the real estate. It's the situation you're hunting for, not the piece of property.
Exactly.
Believe me, I've done it wrong.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And
that's
I understand.
How I came to this conclusion.
Well, you know what's so funny? It's the whole mind, getting people to change their mindset is what I think is so interesting. Why we have all this data at our fingertips. Why are we not using it? You know, why do we think... Well, here's an example. We don't have a phone on the wall with a cord anymore. Seriously, we have phones in our pockets now. We can adjust to that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we can't adjust, and we don't have answering machines, and they have to go home and check them. There's a lot of things we can understand technology and move forward, but this whole finding these properties and stuff, it's very interesting. People go back.
You know, it's interesting you say that because this is, you know, this is the way to do it right now, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But what do you think it's going to look like 10 years from now? What if we have everybody's email address that's associated with the property? So you drive down a street, let's say, and you know what? You can get an email address for every single person that controls that piece of property.
That would be the coolest
thing. And then after that, I mean, email's kind of antiquated even. You know, the way that we're going to contact each other is not going to be through an email address here probably in the next few years. So it'll be some version of like you'll have our own personal app. That's how I see it.
Well, you know that's coming.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure. I mean, you know, I am sure there's some counties that the assessors do have the emails and they're probably on that path. You know, instead of sending out physical mail tax records, I'd be crazy for the county not to do that.
Right.
You know, eventually start doing another way of sending a message that your taxes are due. That's the data that we'll have.
Yep.
And now we can reach them that much faster. Right now, like you said, Jack, we have a beautiful way of getting all that data and getting out real offers in the
quickly.
Mail, right? Cheaply, not like 80 cents.
40 cents.
Thank you. I can't believe what people spend on these postcards and things like
that.
Yeah, we
have that all worked
out too. It's just crazy what they spend. So, yeah.
So, I mean, it takes the same exact amount of time to send out 10,000 offers as it does 10 offers.
Yeah.
And think about how much time. I mean, you always say that. You're famous for saying this. You know, if you're going to go out and look at property to try to see if it's available, you know, in an 8-hour time frame, you're going to look at 10 or 20 or 30, if you're really good, 30. And I'll tell you, with LA traffic here, it's going to be more like 3.
Yeah.
Or do you want to send out 10,000 offers in that same amount of time?
Exactly.
It's a pretty easy decision.
Exactly. And then, I mean, really to take it a step further, getting the best current data is the key. Not calling up XYZ County and hoping you get the right guy at the county, by the way,
right,
to pull what you think is the data that you want. You've just kind of dreamt up the fields. I need to know A, B, C, D, and E, right?
Yeah.
And then you're sitting and waiting. You pay a couple $100 sometimes. Now you're waiting weeks for him to gather this data, get to it, and get it to you. And then you can, now we got to figure out how to work with it.
In an effort to make sure that this doesn't sound like one big long commercial.
Right.
reach out to us personally.
Exactly.
You know, Atlanta Academy, and we'll show, point in the right direction. Actually, we'll send you probably to some of our members who are doing it right now, and they'll show you exactly how to do it in real time, how they're doing it. So
that's what I tell everybody too. I'm like, don't listen to me. Go ask some people that are doing it too.
Right.
They're doing it's good.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information that's me.
And inspiration that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. What do you think? You have bright lights in your face.
I do have bright lights in my face. Thank you.
We're all growing up.
Thank
this is
you.
Weird.
I'm really liking this setup here. This is nice.
It's fun, really, really cool to have someone put a mic in your face and say, okay, you're ready.
Ready, go on.
Instead of doing it all yourself. You
exactly.
Know. It's a whole different program.
Do you think we're getting our point across with the data?
Yeah, of course. Yes, I do. I think this is complicated. You know, I think that if I've learned anything since we started this whole thing, since we kind of transitioned from just doing it ourselves to trying to, you know, help other people do it, this is a lot more complicated than I thought to communicate how simple it is. Mm-hmm. As ironic as that sounds, how simple it is.
Do you know what's funny?
And the benefits of doing it, you know.
I think that the only thing that worries me about the word data is I think some people hear data and they shut down because they think,
yeah.
Okay, now I'm out. You know, I don't get it. I'm not that technical. Whatever it is, so.
Well, maybe they should be out.
Is there another term we can use? I don't know. Is there another like?
If you don't like computers and you don't like data, and you just like real estate, this is not for you.
You're so silly. You're so silly. But it is. It is. Everybody can use it.
Not everybody can use it, Jill. I'm sorry.
All right.
I know, princess. That
okay.
You want. It's not a magic wand.
All right.
There's no magic dust.
Okay.
You have to learn how to do it and use the right tools and probably do it wrong a few times.
Okay.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price, just so we can flip it for way more.
And really fast. Thanks for listening.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.